Hello, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of M365 Voice. My name is Mike Madarani.
I'm Sarah Halsey.
And I'm Antonio Maya.
And we're back again to talk about another episode about Copilot. And we have the famous Mark Rackley. Yes.
You're famous.
There's another Mark Rackley who's actually a shark videographer.
Yeah, that was a big previous episode.
And it's so he's the famous one. Yeah. I'm the other one. I'm the other Mark Rackley. So.
The other Mark Rackley.
Yeah, the Mark Rackley. Why don't you introduce yourself again?
Sure. So my name is Mark Rackley again. So this time I'll say something a little bit different. Been in the SharePoint space, known you guys for many, many years. Love to hang out, spend time with you. I've been a SharePoint MVP, Office MVP now for almost 10 years. This will be my 10th year unless I did something stupid and they kicked me out. Love the tech, passionate about the tech, passionate about solving problems and figuring out the simple ways to do complex things. So
I remember the year that you got your MVP award, and I can't believe that was almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Do not want to go back and think about how many years. I know exactly how long I've known this one, but I mean, how many years we've actually known each other. That's a scary thing, because I think I've known Mark longer than either of you two.
Yeah,
I think so.
Probably. A long time.
I've been doing this actively in public since 2009. So that was my first SharePoint study. Ozarks is what it was called back then. It was in 2009.
I remember that.
I was going to ask if it was Bill English's best practices conference.
That may have been it. Yeah, that's probably
that's the first one I did in 2009. Oh, I did one in DC in 2000. See,
I didn't do
this
that.
It's hard to come off like you're 35. When you've been doing this as long as we have.
I know. You've been doing it since you were 12.
It's just amazing.
Right. Amazing. Prodigy. Okay, so we were going to ask Mark a leading question, and then we can have him ask him anything on camera.
Well, we're at the MT65 conference, community conference in Orlando, and Copilot is the buzzword. It has been for a while now. So how do you use it? What's your best way of using Copilot, and what's your most loved prompts that you have?
I don't use Copilot as much as I should, and it's something I think that we see a lot of organizations face too. So I think it needs to become a muscle memory that I do. And I have to be honest, I've been using it since February of last year, and I haven't fully evolved the muscle memory, so I have to remember to use it. But one of the things that I always use it for is I'm always looking for documents and presentations and things that were shared with me. So I found it very useful to be able to actually go into Copilot and say, I'm looking for a file about XYZ that Sarah shared with me. And that has done a really good way for me it's really helpful to find the documents, and I've been able to do that. So that's been my go-to saving me time, because that's what I want. I need something to really save me time. As far as generating content and stuff goes, I don't necessarily do a ton of that with it. Yeah.
I like that. Gonna have to try this because I have the same issue, but I never tried it.
Yeah. It's a great use case, because often, like we were talking earlier, you can remember who shared something with you. And maybe it was an email. Maybe it was in a Teams chat. Maybe it was in a channel conversation.
Right. Well, you don't know the name of the file.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so you can't just go to to OneDrive.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And getting back to that link that got shared with you sometimes is really hard, but really important.
So remember, at one point I had a good idea.
Just the once.
Yeah. And then as far as prompts go, and I do this in both. You can use ChatGPT or Copilot for this, but I am a dev by trade, and some of the really complicated things we do in SharePoint Online now is like things in Viva Connections, like those stupid quick view cards. I mean, those are a pain. But you can actually go into Copilot or ChatGPT and say, give me the JSON for a Viva Connections adaptive card that has three buttons that links to X, Y, and Z, and bam, it spits out the JSON.
Wow.
That's nice. My brain hasn't connected the Copilot with generating some code.
Generating JSON, it's phenomenal.
I keep forgetting about it.
Generating JSON, I did not know that.
Yes, and you can do, I had a Power Automate flow. This was using GenAI, I wasn't using Copilot, but so as one of my demos, I had a Power Automate flow that was watching an inbox on my email. And whenever I received an email, it would call Azure OpenAI and check the sentiment of the email. And if the sentiment was anger or frustration, I had a prompt to GenAI that said, create an adaptive card for Microsoft Teams that says urgent in the title and what the urgency is, gives me a summary of the email message, and then has a button to open up the email and send it to me in, as a Teams chat. And so because that prompt returned the JSON for that card, the next step in the flow was send adaptive card. I use the response for that as the adaptive card, and that was the end of the workflow. So it was like it generated this really cool dynamic, this really cool card, and I didn't have to write the JSON for it.
See, really cool card. Yeah. I've done something similar, calling in Azure to do sentiment analysis on Viva Engage posts with a positive or a negative rating, and then posting a Teams chat or channel conversation or sending an email based on strong negative or strong positive sentiments. And now they're building some of that into some of the Viva products themselves. But I love it.
Nice.
I did not know it could do JSON.
Yeah, try it. Another thing, I haven't tried it on yet, but I've been thinking about trying it, is to the column and list view formatter. So I wonder if I could tell it to say, hey, I need a ship list view formatter that does X, Y, and Z. Because those are also
That's just JSON
too. So you could, I haven't tried that one yet, but I'm going to need to try that one. Because that's another thing people ask for all the time, and they're a pain to build.
Have you tried to use it to generate PowerShell?
Yes. Yeah.
And how is it at that?
It creates commands that don't exist. You know, that's why I hate it. It's like, hey, I need PowerShell to do this. Like, sure, happy to help. And it spits out some beautiful looking PowerShell. But then you investigate, and it's like calling methods that don't exist. It totally makes them up. Right. Mm-hmm. And you can even tell it, like, no, that doesn't exist. Give me what does exist. And it's really, and you get to the point where you're spending more time trying to get it to actually give you the right answer than to go ahead and write it yourself. So that can get frustrating. Mm-hmm. You know?
It does format it properly. It gives you the comment section and it formats it nice.
Okay.
Necessarily, like,
how close are we to having Copilot generate a Power Automate flow for you?
I haven't used it. Have you used it yet in Power Automate?
I have used it a bit. It's okay. It gives you a head start. It will not complete everything for you. You still have to go and add all the variables and fill in the blanks kind of thing. But it gives you a few actions, yes. It's not bad.
Okay.
So we did another episode recently with you on customizing Copilot, and I had a second question I was going to ask you, but I just remembered. Okay, so you talked a little bit in that last episode about Copilot Studio and how you can use it to generate skills. And I'm wondering if my question kind of relates to that. So actions in Copilot today, I can get it to create a PowerPoint slide deck or a Word document or something of that nature, right? I can get it to build something for me. With Copilot Studio, can I introduce new actions like that? Like generate a loop that does this kind of thing, or something else, some other action.
So are you saying that you want to add in more capabilities to the PowerPoint Copilot? Is that what you're saying?
Or create my own custom Copilot that does some other capability like create a PowerPoint.
Well, I mean, theoretically, so first of all, you can't extend the other Copilot. You can't extend the Word of the PowerPoint Copilot. But if you think about it, if you're writing code at that point, sure, you can have it do whatever you want to do. You can have it create a Word document, create a PowerPoint, because there's all sorts of these APIs out there to do that. So if there is an API to do some piece of functionality, you could absolutely create a Copilot to create it.
To do that.
Because that's exactly what the PowerPoint Copilot is doing.
Yeah.
It is, they wrote some code for that they embedded into PowerPoint that takes what the user said, calls the LLM. They probably said, like, if you go to ChatGPT today or to chat in Teams and say, create a presentation for me about XYZ, it will give you a result and tell you for slide one, put this, for slide two, put this, right? So imagine now that a programmer takes that text that got back and now actually like, well, let's actually create the slides for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what is happening in Word, in PowerPoint, in these other applications. Their code is now just taking the text response and doing something with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because a large language model, all it does is it takes what you type in using natural language and it returns text.
Yeah.
The large language model is not returning images. It's not it's returning text to you.
Right. So I could, with Copilot Studio, create something, some custom Copilot that, if I wanted to build my own PowerPoint Copilot that does something special, I could do that in Copilot Studio.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been intrigued with, like, What about, what if you just created an office add-in for PowerPoint? And so you get the right panel in PowerPoint and you call your, you call Azure OpenAI. You have it create slides for you. You've just now created your own Copilot without paying $30 per user per month. I didn't say that at Microsoft. I'm just saying, I wonder, I mean, you don't have access to the semantic index in the same way, so it wouldn't be on par the exact same thing, but you could theoretically do that.
We just circled back to that whole MVP award.
Right. Yeah, former MVP, Mark.
Anything else that you want to share? Something that you love the most other than what you mentioned? Or
you guys.
Oh, you paid him to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack will be coming.
I appreciate that, truly.
As soon as we get your address.
No, I mean, no, again, just this is such a rapidly evolving space. If you hate it now, I mean, just wait. I mean, it's, it could be.
You hate it now, just wait.
No, I'll say, yeah, just wait. No, it'll get better. No, I said something wise.
Or worse, but then it gets better because it gets worse.
It will eventually get better. Or we'll find different jobs, and I don't know. But I actually said something today that I thought was wise. And you can tell me if you disagree. So I did a session today with Drew Madelung on IA and how it's affected by Copilot. And it kind of struck me that one of the frustrating things about Copilot is because people's IA is so messy.
Mm-hmm.
So much old content, so much unnecessary content, and content they really don't need to have access to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, you can get good results out of Copilot, but you have to write such complicated prompts, which people don't know how to write.
Right.
But you know why they're that complicated? Because your IA is that messy.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got cleaner IA, you can do simpler prompts. Mm-hmm. And I never made that connection today until I was actually doing my session. I'm like, mm-hmm. wait a second. If you're having problems teaching people to write prompts, clean up your data, and they don't have to be taught as much to write prompts. I mean,
That's a great point.
That's
a really good point.
And I'll leave
it's
you
a great little point that a lot of companies, it's an uphill. It's an uphill climb that we'll still be talking about this right before we retire.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about Microsoft.
Yeah. Okay. That was awesome. That was great. Thank you, Mark. And thank you, everyone, for listening in. And stay tuned for other episodes as well about Copilot.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Mike.